Welcome, everybody, to your Thanksgiving edition of the Fantasy Football Today podcast. It is start or sit for the AFC home games, with one exception. Baltimore-Cleveland will be saved for Friday. This episode is supported by Stamps.com, where you can buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package using your own computer or printer. And for a four-week trial and special $110 bonus offer, go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone, enter the promo code FFT. I'm Adam Azer with Jamie Eisenberg, two-man show. Yeah, all right, Jamie.
You're actually dancing.
I am dancing, man.
Wow.
I'm in the same room as you. That's cool.
Yes.
And
where's your wallet?
We get to, right here. We get to talk fantasy football, which is also cool.
Yes.
See if we have time. We'll read some emails at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. We should have time. Fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. Okay, so we're recording this on Wednesday afternoon. It was about 4 p.m. So we don't have the latest information on injuries and things like that. We have some, probably not everything. And hope you are enjoying your Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for, I asked. And I got some responses on Twitter. Ryan Needham says, I'm thankful someone dropped Thomas Rawls last week and I managed to get him into my lineup on Sunday.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so
let's play with Jamie Eisenberg.
I was obviously pretty bullish on how I thought the Bengals would not do against the Cardinals in Arizona last week. And so I wasn't planning to start Tyler Eifert, as I'm sure most of our listeners are well aware. I've drafted Tyler Eifert in a lot of leagues this year. And so in an effort to pick up tight ends to play over Tyler Eifert, one of the guys I dropped in one of my leagues was Thomas Rawls. And so, yeah, did not get him back.
And you picked up who?
I think it was either Richard Rodgers or Eric Ebron. Clearly both were a combined zero fantasy points. By the way, I will pay up my debt to Dave Richard. It just will not happen anytime soon.
It's got to be frustrating because he had three catches.
Three catches, 22 yards, and two touchdowns. That's what he is. He's been great. He's been a fantasy savior. I'm thankful for Tyler Eifert. I'm not thankful for the move that I made, however, to drop Thomas Rawls.
So,
and I own Thomas Rawls in several leagues, too. It's just he was the only guy that I could cut at that particular time.
Well, Thomas Rawls is going to hopefully win some people some fantasy leagues. Well, hopefully not too many. I only have him in one league. So. Bobby Triano says, I'm thankful for the podcast giving our league the, quote, just got Adam Azer'd when someone sends a bad trade offer. Disagree with that, but okay. Mallory is thankful for the nonsense on this podcast because even if I'm out of it in my league, at least I'm still entertained every day. Mallory, thank you for that. We appreciate it, and you should try FanDuel if you're out of it in your league. Mark Jones is thankful for getting DeAndre Hopkins in the fourth round. And I think back to this. I said it on the air when it happened. I said it on the air earlier this year during the season. I was so mad, Jamie, in one league because Brandon Cooks went one spot before my pick and late in the third round in a three-receiver, really a four-receiver league because you can't flex a running back. One spot I was so mad Brandon Cooks went, so I settled for DeAndre Hopkins. I was furious about that.
You know what's funny is, I don't know if you go back to our preseason talk about it. I know we're going to review our bold predictions.
Yeah.
And Dave was not a part of that show. Dave did not love DeAndre Hopkins this year because of quarterback, and it made plenty of sense.
You know,
clearly there was a chance, as we saw, it was going to be Ryan Mallett, Brian Hoyer, TJ Yates. It hasn't mattered.
Nope.
I mean, imagine what this guy could have done if he was playing with a good quarterback. Like, what if they had actually drafted Blake Bortles?
I don't know. Could he honestly do much better?
No.
Right? But he's so good.
I mean, maybe it's another catch or two, another touchdown or two. Yeah. He's ridiculous.
Yeah, he's great. And his hands are just... He's up there. Definitely one of the best receivers in football.
Are you taking him as the number one receiver next year?
No, I don't think you have to. I just think Antonio Brown is clearly that guy.
Julio or DeAndre?
I have to look at the numbers. I feel like Julio has more catches.
He does.
So I would probably lean Julio PPR, but you know, even though Julio has not gotten hurt this year, he's flirted with it.
Beckham or DeAndre?
I think Hopkins, I guess.
Healthy Dez or DeAndre?
Dez. I mean, I might as well just go Hopkins. Who cares, right? He's so good. If they add someone, it might change things. Because I have to look at target. You know, I know he gets a ton of targets. And maybe if some start going someone else's way, might change things. But Well, I'm looking forward to having that discussion next year. Mm-hmm. I'll take the last guy available. Jason McCord, I'm thankful I finally stopped being stubborn and followed Jamie Eisenberg's quarterback draft advice this year, and I waited. Hashtag Brady, hashtag Palmer.
It's worked out pretty well.
It has. I was thinking about this. I actually talked about this on our radio show, Ion Fantasy Football. I'll tell you more about that in a second, with Heath, because I asked Heath, what's worked for you this year? And he said, waiting on quarterback has worked. And I said, yeah, I waited on quarterback, too. I'm having, honestly, last 2 years have been kind of for me. This year's been my best year in a while. And I think it's because I waited on quarterback in every single league. I took Drew Brees in like the fifth round. That was the earliest I took a quarterback. Right. But the elite quarterbacks have just not been good. And I think that's, you know, not been good for their value. Luck, Rodgers, Peyton Manning, total bust. Brees has been not one game on the road over 20 fantasy points.
Yep.
So
how'd that sound go again?
So I think it's
so much better to see those in person.
It might be, you know, we can next year we can tout the strategy of waiting on quarterback. But keep in mind, it just happens to be a really bad year for those quarterbacks.
Wait,
at the top.
You know what's interesting is that actually I'll pull it up so I have the names in front of me. But of the guys who were ranked in like the top 10, and I'm going to say Brady's an outlier because he was kind of a little bit all over the place with the suspension, but.
Ranked in the top 10 preseason.
Ranked in the top 10 preseason. Listen to these names and who they are because it's ugly.
Yeah.
So Luck was one, and this is I'll just read you my rankings. It's going to make me vomit. Luck one, Rodgers two, Peyton three, Brees four,
yeah.
Roethlisberger five, and he obviously got hurt. That's Ryan six, terrible. Russell Wilson seven, awful. Tony Romo injured. Brady nine, Bradford 10. Stafford 11, Tannehill 12. This next group is when things start to get good.
Yeah.
Eli 13. He's been.
He's like top five. Good. Yeah.
Cam 14.
Yeah, he's good.
Palmer 15. Bridgewater was a disaster. 16. Rivers 17. Dalton 18.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Right. It's that second group.
Yep.
And, I mean, just think about it, how those guys have performed.
Pretty impressive. And last one. Matt Robinson is thankful for people who put thought into their team names and especially those who put effort into their team avatars, valuable to the league.
Nice.
I agree, and I wish I had done that. I'm going to share a team name that I recently came up with because I have Carson Palmer on my team. I hope it's not too inappropriate. Palmer, I barely knew her.
Interesting.
Not bad, right?
Yeah, it's no touchdown there. But
it's no touchdown there. All right, hey, listen.
My favorite team name is the one that I have in our podcast league.
Which is what again?
A-D-A-M-N, Azer.
A-D-A-M, Azer. Nando throwback.
Yes.
So we'll do the AFC home games except for Monday Night Football. I didn't realize there are only four NFC home games this year that aren't being played on Thanksgiving.
This week.
No, they're done after this week.
Well, Adam, just to let you know, every year they play in Detroit and Dallas.
Yeah, they do. I wasn't thinking. But go to sportsline.com/FFT to learn more about Sportsline. Great stuff for $10 a month. You can make that money back immediately. Sportsline.com/FFT. We have the Daily Fantasy Live podcast. I am no longer going to be putting the Daily Fantasy Live podcast episode in this feed because you should just go subscribe to that feed. It's not like it costs anything. Great show. You'll learn a lot about NBA, DFS, NFL, college football. So Daily Fantasy Live, we have the Roughing the Passer podcast. How about this? Will Brinson interviewed Phil Sims this week, and he interviewed DeMarcus Ware. Ware had some interesting things to say about Peyton Manning, so you can listen to that. We've got best idea, go to cbssports.com/podcast, check everything out. Fantasy Football Today live at 11 a.m. Eastern on Sunday on cbssports.com, and Ion Fantasy Football, CBS Sports Radio, Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern to midnight. Ion Fantasy Football. Twitter poll! Who would you rather start? Martavis Bryant at Seattle or AJ Green against St. Louis? Got live results here. I will try to pull up the most recent. Who would you rather start, though? Martavis Bryant at Seattle or AJ Green against St. Louis?
Bryant. I think he's been better.
Green, 53% to 47%. And I just posted this a few minutes ago, 15 minutes ago. 386 votes so far. So, you know, I brought this up. I think it's cool. I brought this up because St. Louis is a sneaky, tough matchup for number ones.
It's not sneaky. It's tough.
Well, they don't have like an elite cornerback.
No, but quarterbacks don't have a lot of time to throw.
Yeah.
You know, and that's part of the problem. I'm nervous about Dalton again. I'm not going to go down that road and tell people to sit him because clearly he's has the opportunity to play great. He's really only had, you know, one awful game so far this year. It was the last home game. It was against Texans. And it's kind of similar. It's a good pass rush that's going to be on him quickly. You got to hope that they learn from their mistakes against Texans, you know, give Dalton some more time. But it's going to be a little tougher. So you have to just sort of weigh your lineup decisions and who you should start Dalton over.
Bryant's not an easy start, though.
Well, Seattle. I mean, think about the last deep ball receiver to go against the Seahawks, Michael Floyd. How did he do? Pretty good.
That whole game was terrible for them.
Yeah, but
I mean, say it won't be again.
I think you got to look at it. I mean, I know we'll talk about it more on Friday, but yeah. this is an offense very similar. Pete Prisco's talked about this all the time. The way to beat Seattle is you don't shy away from attacking them. You play your game. You be who you are. And Roethlisberger's going to go in there throwing the ball.
Right.
You know, I don't think this is a... You have to start D'Angelo Williams unless you have other options. Like, I originally had him like 23 or 24 in my rankings. I moved him up to like 15 just because looking at the other guys who share the ball. But they'll still try and run him. And he'll still have a decent game. But it's Brown and Bryant. I mean, Dave's very aggressive with his ranking of Bryant. He has him, I think, in the top 10.
Really?
Top 12.
Okay. You guys both have Brown top whatever.
He's two for me.
Two?
Yeah.
Okay. Injuries, news, and notes. Marshawn Lynch had surgery for a sports hernia, so we said on Wednesday podcast, drop him. Now we're going to say on Wednesday, we're airing Thursday podcast, you can drop Marshawn Lynch. Martellus Bennett, Eddie Royal will not play today. Really tomorrow, but today. Alshon Jeffrey, Matt Forte are questionable. By the time you hear this, no, that's a night game, so probably won't have seen that game. Tyrod Taylor is expected to play at Kansas City. Devontae Freeman was not expected to practice as we recorded this on Wednesday. Not looking great for him, right? Still in the first phase of the concussion protocol.
I would be shocked if he played.
Zach Ertz will not play. Darrell Revis looks like he won't play as of now, Wednesday afternoon. Frank Gore did not practice Wednesday. Rest day for Gore?
No, he's hurt. He got hurt in that game last week.
Okay. Andy Dalton was limited with a groin injury. So another reason not to love him. We'll see. We'll come back on Friday and update you on everything. You don't expect Carlos Hyde, right?
No.
Sharkhandrick West?
No.
You gave a resounding yes to this next one on yesterday's podcast. Austin Seferian Jenkins?
Yeah, I'm surprised, you know, that he's still not been cleared for contact. So clearly one of the most reliable reporters out there, Adam Schefter, 2 weeks ago, I believe it was, came out and said he's going to play week 12, or at least heading into week 11, he says he's going to play week 12. And if he's not able to go, you know, that could hurt several people, because think about moves you made on Tuesday. He was available in every league, and it looked like it was going to be back out there. But you got to plan to have somebody else. So with Martellus Bennett now ruled out and the uncertainty of Seferian Jenkins, if you want to go get Zach Miller before Thursday's games, it's not a bad play.
Or Celek if it's, I mean, it's early enough.
Oh, Celek for sure, if you can. But I was just thinking, you know, with the Bears situation.
Yeah. Okay. Now listen, people, you do whatever it takes to make sure your business runs efficiently, effectively. Constant trips to the post office, they can get in the way. You don't want to go to the post office anymore. Use Stamps.com and you never have to go to the post office again. It's so easy. It's so convenient. On Stamps.com, you can buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package right from your own computer and printer. That sounds pretty sweet. I've been working from home a little bit lately. It's basically the coolest thing ever. You can do the same thing. You don't have to ever go out to the post office, or this is just for your small business. You never have to leave the office to do any postage. What a pain in the butt that is. So sign up for Stamps.com, because over 500,000 small businesses are using Stamps.com. Use our promo code FFT for this special offer. A 4-week trial, a $110 bonus offer, including postage and a digital scale. Go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, type in FFT, Stamps.com, enter FFT. Time for three you like and three you don't. You like Brian Hoyer against those Saints.
I do. I think you got to buy into the matchup. We talked about this enough.
It's not just that. He played well. I mean, his last game was bad, but the five before
he's concussed.
That. Yeah.
He didn't get a chance to finish it.
He had enough time to be better than he was, but
sure.
Five previous games, Hoyer was 21 to 29 fantasy points. So how many would you speculate on this week?
I'll go with the trend, either best or second best, every quarterback against the Saints.
26, 7?
But 26 to 29 is the range, so I'll say 27.
All right, Brian Hoyer, make it happen. T.J. Yeldon is your start of the week. Stephen O's projections love T.J. Yeldon. I brought up the concerns about the rushing touchdowns on the Wednesday show, but what do you think? You think he scores?
I do. I think this is his best game in a while. Maybe his best game of the season. So I'm confident in Yeldon.
Yeldon or Frank Gore if he plays.
Oh, that's not even close.
Yeah.
Yeldon.
Yeldon or Gio in a PPR league?
Yeldon.
Amari Cooper you like this week. Okay, tell me why.
Yeldon. I think you look at what number one receivers have done against the Titans, and it sets up for Cooper to have a bounce back performance. Yeah, clearly he's been a disappointment the last two games, but the targets have remained constant, and I don't think we've given Darius Slay enough credit for how he's played this season. Certainly of late, he's come on and done a nice job in defending number one receivers, so take that for what it's worth if you're looking at Jordan Matthews. But here's some of the receivers who have faced the Titans just recently. Last week, Allen Robinson, over 100 yards receiving. Carolina don't really have a number one guy. Brandon Cooks, 73 yards and a touchdown. DeAndre Hopkins, 94 yards and a touchdown. Julio Jones, 92 yards and a touchdown. You know, so there's a pretty good track record there of what number one guys have done. You know, you go back early in the season, T.Y. Hilton, 94 yards receiving. It's not huge games. Benjamin, 115 yards and two touchdowns. I think Jason McCourty's still banged up.
It gives him a nice floor.
Yeah, and the targets have been there. And I think, you know, we've seen him come off of games against, you know, tough cornerbacks and play well. So I think it's a good opportunity for him to bounce back this week on the road.
Three you don't like. You don't like Jeremy Maclin against the Bills.
No, I mean, it's one of those situations where, you know, if they're I'm sorry, Jason McCourty's out for the season. So it's one of those situations where you look at what the Chiefs offense has been. They don't throw the ball a lot down the field, clearly. They don't throw the ball a lot down the field when they're winning. And Buffalo's cornerbacks are good. You know, Stephon Gilmore and Darby have had their moments this year where they've given up production, but it really hasn't been to number one guys. It's been more number two guys.
You know, this is more applicable to a Tuesday show, but hey, you never know. A lot of people will ask some tough questions this week, like who do I drop for Spencer Ware? And they gave us like some really good names, you know, Jimmy Graham. I told somebody to drop Jimmy Graham because he had Gary Barnage. And you're getting that point this season.
We had that question posed to us on Twitter yesterday.
I was going to reference that. I just forgot it.
It was, do I drop?
Oh, you said drop Gore, right?
Right. It was, he's got, the owner in particular has Sharkhandrick West.
Right.
And asked us about dropping
Gore Hillman.
Oh, it was Hillman. Do I drop Hillman to pick up West?
To pick up Ware.
To pick up Ware as the West owner. And I said, no, drop Frank Gore.
Yeah.
Because I think Gore, with the way Ahmad Bradshaw is starting to come on, he's a little bit banged up. I just wonder if Gore's going to finish the season strong. He certainly could.
I thought he was. Before this week, that was a guy I was trying to buy kind of low on because their playoff schedule is really good. And he had 28 carries in the first game with Rod Jasinski. Maybe it did. But I thought, because Locke and Forrest said they were going to start running the ball more and running the offense through Frank Gore. That was before the Andrew Luck injury. So I thought he was going to have a big finish. But things have changed quite a bit because of the
injury. Well, that's by the time they brought on Bradshaw, too. So, and he's a guy that's clearly been a reliable player for them.
But what I was going to say was Maclin seems to fit the category. Like, I wouldn't hesitate to drop him.
I agree.
He's got five straight games with single-digit fantasy points in standard leagues, and he's 97% owned.
And their schedule is very good, which is bad for him.
Because they run?
Yeah.
Yeah. Brandon LaFell, you don't like?
No, especially if Amendola's out. Now, Amendola participated in the walkthrough on Wednesday, so hopefully that's a good thing for him. But, I mean, LaFell's got to deal with Tlaib or Harris or Roby, most likely one of the first two guys. And that's going to be terrible for him. So my guess is they probably put Tlaib on Gronk and then, you know, safety over top or just, you know, bracket coverage him somehow. And you could easily single cover LaFell. Now, he could play well, but the track record of what the receivers have done against Denver sets up for him.
He hasn't played well. He's had one good game.
And it was against Washington.
Yeah. He caught a deep ball.
Right.
Jeremy Hill, you don't like. You just talked me out of starting Jeremy Hill over Antonio Andrews. I will now go Antonio Andrews.
I think you just look at what, you know, Hill is. What does he give you if he doesn't score? Five points, six points. Yeah. You know, it just hasn't been good. And
stress.
St. Louis is good. You know, their defense is really tough.
Yeah. So, forget you, Jeremy Hill. We're done. I will not be playing him in FanDuel. But
don't blame me.
That's the great part about FanDuel. You don't have to play Jeremy Hill. And if you want to play Jeremy Hill, you do it in a tournament where you know that nobody's playing Jeremy Hill. And if he somehow falls in the end zone twice like he did last week, you're going to have an absolutely big advantage over a lot of other people. So there are a lot of strategies in FanDuel. You can play fantasy football, and you can make some money. So why don't you play on FanDuel.com, the absolute best place for daily fantasy. I've tried the other sites. Not worth your time. FanDuel is great because it's easy to make a lineup. It starts at $1, so there's not a big financial commitment if you don't want to make one. You play as often or as little as you like. You can do football, college football, basketball, hockey, college basketball, so many different types of contests too. 50-50s. I play in a Monday night, Thursday night contest for football with five buddies. Just a lot of fun. Or you can do big tournaments with thousands of people and win a lot of money. So go to FanDuel.com right now. Start playing daily fantasy football. You will love it. Time to get to the games. We got a lot of them today. We got eight games. New England at Denver. Got to start with this one, right? Who do you think wins?
Denver.
There's going to be, I don't know what the line is.
I think New England's like a point and a half or something like that.
A lot of sentiment for Denver. Tom Brady, start or sit?
Well, that's the whole lead to my start sit column. I think it just comes down to who you have, and I'll give you some scenarios of guys I would start over. Blake Bortles, to me, is an easy one.
Really? Even with the way he's played the last 2 weeks?
Well, 2 weeks ago, he had, what, 19 points against the Ravens?
Yeah.
Last week, it's just a short week.
Yep.
So I think I'll throw that one out. And then, you know, the Chargers aren't good.
Five of the last six quarterbacks to face the Chargers have scored 21 fantasy points or more. The only quarterback who didn't...
Alex Smith.
Alex Smith was 20 of 25 for 253 yards.
Yeah.
So it's not like he played poorly.
Right. I would start Stafford over him.
Okay. But
I would have started Stafford
over him. Well, no, I mean, it's a good chance people hear this before that. It's a short week for Stafford, too, so...
But he's been great on Thanksgiving. Yeah, yeah. He's used to this.
He's Stafford Claus.
He's the Turduncan.
That's the Thanksgiving Santa Claus, Stafford Claus.
And then Eli Manning, who may have been drafted as a backup. So there's three. And then the fourth.
Dalton?
No.
Okay.
Then here's the fourth.
Hoyer. I think I would.
I think you got to buy into it. I asked one of our editors here, George Maselli, who's a Patriots fan. He gave me an interesting answer. He said, I'm going to start Hoyer because this way, if the Patriots win and he doesn't do well, at least I know the Patriots won. And if Hoyer or Brady plays well, at least, or Brady stinks and Hoyer plays well, at least I win my fantasy week. So
worst case scenario would be Patriots lose and Hoyer stinks, and then George is really upset.
Right.
I didn't know he was a Patriots fan. Good for him for not being one of those obnoxious Patriots fans.
Yeah, for sure. He's not obnoxious by any stretch.
Yeah,
except he was very angry during Deflategate.
He was?
Yeah, understandably so.
Yes, very understandable.
So yeah, it just comes down to how you feel about benching. Like, we talked to Heath Cummings about this, and Heath actually has this decision to make. He owns Hoyer. He owns Brady. He's on the cusp of making or missing the playoffs. And he said he would not want to go into his offseason thinking that he benched Tom Brady for Brian Hoyer, and Brady went nuts. Now, I could certainly see a scenario unfolding where Brady gets, you know, 200, 250 passing yards. He's not going to have a huge game throwing the ball, but... Two touchdowns to Gronk, something like that. You know, one to Gronk, one to Chandler. We saw the touchdown to James White. It's not going to be to these guys. And there's still a chance Amendola plays.
I was going to ask you, like, how much would that matter?
It would. Significantly.
A lot, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I hope it's not a game time decision because it's a Sunday night game.
It's going to be game. It's the Patriots. It's going to be
yeah, Patriots. It's true. Well, you might get a leak or something like that, but.
It's the Patriots.
Yeah. So here's a few things to consider here. Denver allows the fewest fantasy points to quarterbacks. Now, Dallas allows the fourth fewest fantasy points, and Brady scored 29 fantasy points against Dallas. However, Brandon Weeden played in that game. They had no offense. And not only is Denver three spots better than Dallas, Denver is so much better than every other team against quarterbacks. They're almost five fantasy points per game better than the number two team against quarterbacks.
It's like 10 points a game they're getting up on average, right?
Yeah, and St. Louis is around 15.
Right.
I mean, they are so much better against the pass than
and in their building
team.
It's worse.
Right. Look what they did to Rodgers.
Look what they did
to
Flacco.
Yeah, what did he have? 0 points.
Zero.
0 points in week one.
Now, the one thing to keep in mind, DeMarcus Ware may not play again. So that does hinder their pass rush a little bit. But that, I mean, Brady was hit a lot in that game against Buffalo. And I just think you have to buy into, if Gronk is limited because of coverage, where does Brady win?
Out of the backfield.
James White has four touches.
I know you've been saying that, and Prisco said it on Fantasy Football Today. Don't you think he has to be more involved?
I thought it was going to be when Deion Lewis got hurt. I mean,
yeah, but in this matchup, like, don't you think this could be? You're not. Is he on your radar at all, James White?
No, I got to see it first. Yeah. And who's to say it's not Bolden?
Yeah. Okay. Well, how do you feel about LeGarrette Blount?
See, this is where I think this is how the Patriots attack this, is they swing the pendulum the other way, is run the ball, make this an ugly game, time of possession. Their defense is great. I mean, look, we could give the Broncos defense all the credit in the world. You don't think New England's defense is great?
I don't know, because at home, yes, they're amazing. On the road, they've been pretty bad except for the Dallas game.
But it's still, I know Brock Osweiler played great last week.
I agree. I don't know how this game's going to play out. New England allowed 32 points at Buffalo, 6 points at Dallas, 27 points at Indianapolis, 26 points at the Giants. So they're a different defense, I think, at home. Blount, okay, Denver, they do allow fantasy points. They've allowed 6 touchdowns to running backs.
It's volume.
In their last 4 games, 2 receiving. Keep that in mind, 4 rushing, 2 receiving. So I'll give you some names. Blount, Yeldon, obviously.
Yeah.
Blount or Bradshaw?
If Gore is out?
Both scenarios.
If Gore is in, it's easy Blount. If Gore is out, I could be swayed to start Bradshaw. Certainly PPR, I'd start Bradshaw.
Tevin Coleman or Blount?
Blount. That's okay. Assuming Freeman's out.
Assuming, yeah. And Freeman will obviously go with over Blount, right? If he plays.
I just think that I think this could be a game where they lean on their running game.
Okay. How about the Patriots wide receivers? We're sitting Brandon LaFell. If Amendola plays, how good could he be?
I mean, I have him ranked right now in the 20s or low teens, high 20s for standard, top 15 for PPR.
Okay. And if Amendola doesn't play, could there be some random guy that's... Because Dobson's hurt too, right?
Dobson has an ankle injury. He did not practice on Wednesday. They like this kid, Chris Harper. He had a catch call back. I think it was after Amendola got hurt. It was on a holding call. So he'll probably pick up the slack in the slot. Matthew Slater is also hurt for them. So they're banged up. Keyshawn Martin may be able to return. It's ugly, dude. I mean, it's a stripped out... He's been... You know, I don't know if you can find a quarterback in NFL history that has done more with less.
No,
than Tom Brady.
That's why I think he's the greatest that I've ever seen.
Right, and this is as stripped down as he's ever had.
Yeah, and Gronkowski, you guys both have him number one, you and Dave. It's just he's Gronkowski. 2 of his last 3 games have been pretty bad, and if he didn't have that one long touchdown catch against the Giants, which is kind of a busted play, he's got 3 disappointing games in a row. But I think that if there's 2 guys that I would like make a case for over him, it's Delanie Walker because he is Oakland, and Eifert because he's Eifert, and
not Olsen though.
I mean, like I could see Olsen being better, but if I'm gonna start anyone over Gronk, it's gonna be someone who has a great matchup, and Olsen doesn't.
True.
You know what I mean?
Would you go? I guess you.
I wouldn't go anyone over Gronkowski, but if you're talking about a daily format, he's probably not worth the money.
Has Eifert passed him yet?
In what, fantasy points?
Yeah.
No way.
I'll check.
Yeah, check.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure.
You said that so confidently.
I'm not sure, but I would say no way. Okay, let's go to Denver. Brock Osweiler, 22nd for Jamie, 17th for Dave. I'm just interested to see what happens because the 3 good quarterbacks that the Patriots have faced on the road, if you want to count Tyrod Taylor, they've all scored between 25 and 33 fantasy points. But I know.
I just don't see this game getting lopsided where there's a lot of garbage time. That's the quarterbacks that have done well against him, Eli being the outlier.
Yeah, you think Luck was garbage time?
Wasn't it?
Some garbage time. Not really. They were in that game until that stupid fake punt. That's what they, yeah, right?
It seemed like though.
Fake punt was so stupid. Ronnie Hillman. Start
like
or sit?
I like him.
Yeah, Hillman or Blount?
Hillman.
Double-digit fantasy points in 4 of his last 5 in standard
6
scoring.
Of his last 8, either a touchdown or 100 yards.
Yeah, he's starting to pick it up a little bit. Demaryius Thomas, the top 13 wide receiver for Dave and Jamie.
I don't love him.
But you got to start him?
You got to start him.
Emmanuel Sanders, if he plays, what do you do?
Don't love him. But you got to start him.
You don't think, like, Butler gets Thomas and Sanders takes advantage? No, I understand. All right, Denver tight ends, any interest here? New England actually number 2 against tight ends in fantasy points.
Neither one, no.
Okay.
And gosh, Gronk is so good.
You know, this is so weird. I wish Dave were here because you guys, the DSTs, I'm wondering if you're thinking the game is going to play out differently. The Patriots DST is 5th for Jamie, 15th for Dave, 18th for Dave. The Denver DST is 15th for Jamie, 7th for Dave. So it seems like you have more. It feels like you would pick the Patriots based on that, but you're picking the Broncos.
I just don't. I probably have the Broncos defense too low.
15th?
Yeah. I'm surprised I have him 15th. I got to move him up.
Okay.
yeah, I just don't love Denver's offense. I think you can't overvalue Osweiler after one game in Chicago.
Totally. All right, Buffalo at Kansas City. Kansas City, man, you talk. This team has changed things around. In weeks 2, 3, and 4, they allowed over 30 points per game. They played really good offenses. Since then, they haven't allowed more than 18 points in a game. And in the fantasy playoffs, weeks 14 through 17, the Chiefs get the Chargers, Ravens, Cleveland, and Oakland. Three of those games are at home. So they're like 85% owned. But again, we talked about it on Wednesday's show. Trade for the Seahawks. You can trade for the Chiefs as well. And I wish I knew the guy's name. I apologize, but this was pointed out to me by someone on Twitter. Great playoff matchups for the Chiefs. Any interest in either quarterback here? Taylor or Smith?
No. I mean, you can't trust Smith and Taylor. Look, his last 3 weeks, I know the Miami game, he would have done better, clearly. 11 of 12, you know, he didn't have to do very much. These are two run-first teams. I mean, that's what their identity is. And so if they're going to do that, I just don't expect them to, you know, help you out very much.
Here's a tough one. I have a feeling I'm going to disagree with you, anticipating your answer. LeSean McCoy or T.J. Yeldon?
Yeldon.
Yeah, I'd have to disagree.
Understandable.
The matchup is so much better for Yeldon, but you're probably not sitting McCoy, but this is a tough matchup for him. All right, how are you feeling now about Sammy Watkins?
I'm changed my tune.
To what?
Not liking him.
Damn it. All right, let's talk about that.
I just don't know what to expect from him with the way the Chiefs have actually done against receivers. You know, it's been pretty good, you know, their defense.
Last three games, yeah. Before that, terrible.
After the Pittsburgh game.
Yeah, no. Calvin, 8 points. Demaryius, 7 points. Steve Johnson, 5 points.
Yep. Not a good showing.
All right. It's hard to disagree with that. Sammy Watkins, let's go flex here. Sammy Watkins or Lamar Miller?
Miller.
Sammy Watkins or Eric Decker?
Decker.
That's the easy one, right?
Yep.
Watkins or DeSean Jackson?
Watkins.
If I remember correctly, DeSean Jackson is like the worst player in the world when he faces Rodgers Cromartie. Have you looked that up?
Yeah, he had a real bad history against him.
Yeah, so something to keep in mind for you DeSean Jackson owners. Charles Clay is not ranked because he's bad, and Kansas City is the best team in fantasy against tight ends. So let's go to the Chiefs. We're sitting Alex Smith. How do you approach the Kansas City running backs? In 4 games without Kyle Williams, the Bills have been terrible against Ivory and Yeldon, but pretty solid against Lamar Miller and the Garrett Blunt. Although Miller did score 2 touchdowns, had 97 receiving yards. I'm really just talking about a yards per carry basis. So the Kansas City running backs, give me your thoughts.
I mean, Spencer Ware is a must-start guy this week. I know Buffalo's run defense has been good, but it's the system. You know, it's so productive for every running back that's in there. And, you know, this we used to have this argument with Pete Prisco all the time about the value of running backs. And his argument makes more sense than probably the argument against it with how running backs are in the NFL right now. But
his is a very oversimplified.
You find them anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, they're not all replaceable, but they are fairly replaceable.
But this is the argument for it. I mean, yeah. Jamal Charles, we look at him as best of the best. And Charcandrick West's production was the same.
Was it the same, like, from
yards
fantasy,
per carry may not have been the same.
Yeah, because Charles
yards
was
per touch
like a,
may have not been the same.
I think Charles is the highest yards per carry in NFL history.
Maybe. Based on the amount of carries. But I mean, and then Ware just steps right in and takes advantage of it.
But then there's Todd Gurley. You know.
Oh, obviously. There's outliers.
I'm just arguing with Prisco via the podcast.
Sure. I think you can certainly make an exception for a bunch of guys, but in the way Andy Reid coaches his teams, the way that they run block. It's a short week for the Bills. They're on the road for the second straight game. There's just a lot to like about Ware.
Sit Jeremy Maclin. We talked about that. How do you feel about Travis Kelce? Where do you have Kelce ranked?
Kelce and Jimmy Graham are almost in your lineup by default. You know, I mean, Kelsey's been a disappointment. He should have scored last week. That was a bad call. He had a touchdown overturned.
Oh, yeah.
It looked like he caught it. So that would have continued how tight ends have done against the Chargers. So keep that in mind for Julius Thomas. But
They don't do very well against the Bills.
They don't do very well against the Bills. But this is one of those teams that, you know, they kind of lull you to sleep and then they take their shots with their tight ends, with Kelce. Unfortunately, it just has been few and far between this year. So he's better in PPR than he is in standard.
Rob Gronkowski in week 2 is the only tight end with more than 40 receiving yards against the Bills this year. Chiefs DST, number 6 for Jamie, number 1 for Dave. You're starting him. All right, Saints and the Texans here. Brian Hoyer, currently number 9 for Jamie. Number seven for Dave. We talked about him. Which quarterback do you like better in this game? Hoyer or Breeze?
Hoyer. No, Breeze.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not worried about the road thing?
It's indoors.
Okay.
You know, so, or...
He struggled at the Falcons. That was Thursday, though, right?
That was Thursday.
Yeah. Okay, Breeze, please come through. Alfred Blue, you were talking to Heath about you kind of coming around on Alfred Blue. Don't let Alfred Blue fool you.
No, I think he's worth starting this week.
You do?
The Saints are terrible. Is he a slam dunk? No.
I don't like saying like really mean things. He's one of the worst running backs in the NFL.
He doesn't play very well.
He only is good when he gets 25 touches or more.
Would you be surprised if that happened this week?
Yeah, I think they're going to throw on him. And I think they're going to have to throw because I think the Saints will do something offensively.
I'm not afraid to take a chance on Alfred this week.
He's barely in your top 24.
Oh, yeah. It's not a slam dunk. He is going to be a start and start him, sit him. You know, just to tell people that if you're stuck this week at running back, slam dunk, no. Start worthy, yes.
Okay. We'll do some flex decisions in a little bit with Alfred Blue. Ryan Griffin, how deep of a league would you be looking at Ryan Griffin, Texas tight end?
I'm trying to pick him up in our 2014 league. But I think it's worth a flyer. I mean, look what the tight ends have done against the Saints. Was it 6 touchdowns in the last 3 games to tight ends?
Oh, gosh.
Walker scored 2.
Yeah, I did look. One thing about the Saints is that they're terrible against tight ends. I think they give up they do allow the most, but it's mostly been the good tight ends.
Oh, sure. It's a risk to trust him. But the last game that he played with Hoyer, he had 6 targets, Ryan Griffin did.
Crabtree or Blue?
Crabtree.
Hankerson or Blue?
Blue.
Okay. You're starting Drew Brees. So, Mark Ingram, you seem more confident in him than Dave. Dave has him 14th in standard, 13th in PPR. You have Ingram as a top 7 running back.
He's going to get volume. He's still going to catch the ball in the backfield. He'll still work at the goal line. I know Houston's run defense has been very good of late, but I still buy into him.
CJ Spiller, you think he's more involved? Any chance for him this week?
Nope.
Okay. How do you approach these Saints wide receivers?
Brandon Cook's a must-start guy to me. He's been playing very well. Snead is a high-end number 3. You know, he's been better at home than on the road, but I think you got to buy into that they could be chasing points, and he should have an opportunity to help you out.
Cooks or Crabtree?
Cooks.
Cooks or A.J. Green?
Cooks.
Okay, and Ben Watson is slumping, so you're going to want to sit Ben Watson, but if you had to come down to it, Watson or Griffin?
Watson.
Okay. Sit the DSTs in this game. Actually, Broncos DST, Texans DST, Patriots DST, you've got the ones that you're normally starting. Not necessarily going with them. What do you think?
I moved the Broncos
Texans
up, so they're inside my top 10 now.
Okay. Texans, though?
The Texans DST just outside my top 10.
All right. Who would you start ahead of them? Give me a random team.
I would start the Lions ahead of them. Okay. Well, I guess about it.
Yeah.
The Jaguars.
Okay. San Diego at Jacksonville, then. Blake Bortles. Okay, Bortles. Where did you say? Bortles or Hoyer? Bortles or Hoyer?
Bortles.
I can't say that. Bortles or Hoyer? Bortles or Hoyer?
Dick or Ryan.
TJ Yeldon, we're starting. Start of the week. Your thoughts on the Jacksonville wide receivers in this game?
I think you're starting both guys as you usually would. Robinson's a top 10 guy, and you look at... Hearns, you know, he struggled last week, but Thursday night, I'll chalk it up to that.
Not worried about the injury. That's the reason I asked. Yeah.
I don't know if he's on the injury report, so I think that's a good sign.
Okay. Good stuff. Start them both. Julius Thomas, 8 targets, 28 yards, but he did score a touchdown against Tennessee. They had talked during the broadcast, like, Jacksonville really wanted to get him more involved, and the Chargers have allowed 7 touchdowns. So where's Julius Thomas for you?
Should be 8 touchdowns because of that Kelsey play. He's a top 10 guy. You know, I think this is an opportunity. He's a start and start him, set him. I think it's a good chance for Julius Thomas to actually come through. You know, he's had 8 or more targets in 2 of his last 3. They've been trying to get him going. So this could actually be the thing that impacts Hearns is Julius Thomas.
Thomas or Graham?
Thomas.
Correct. You have 1 spot ahead. Thomas or Kelsey?
Kelsey, but I don't love it.
Okay. Yeah, actually looking now, those 3 guys are back-to-back-to-back. Kelsey, Thomas, Graham in your standard scoring rankings, 8, 9, 10. You have Crockett Gilmore ahead of Travis Kelsey. Okay. that pretty much covers Jacksonville. So Phillip Rivers, all right, I'll make the case for Phillip Rivers here. Two bad games in a row. You look at the game 2 weeks ago, you could argue should have had that second touchdown. I think Gates dropped a touchdown or got called back.
Got called back.
So yep. He could have had 23-ish fantasy points. And then last week, Chiefs are playing great. So this week, much better matchup. Rivers or Brady?
Brady still.
All right. What do you think about Rivers?
I'm nervous. It's not just the recent lack of poor play. He does get it looks like he's going to get Malcolm Floyd back, which is good, with the shoulder injury. But Gates just doesn't look right. And
yeah, Gates only played half the snaps last week.
So having Steve Johnson and Malcolm Floyd certainly upgrades that receiving core. But look, since Keenan Allen's gone down, the two games have been bad. And long road trip, early start for them. You know, he's at times been bad in that scenario. So it's just kind of, you know, this to me is a tell-all game for Rivers. Because if he comes out of this game playing well, I'll still have faith in him.
Yeah.
But if he struggles again 3 weeks in a row, this is, like you said, it's a good matchup on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think you got to really worry.
Jacksonville allows the fifth most fantasy points to quarterbacks. Rivers or Dalton?
Dalton. I think they're back-to-back in my rankings, 12 and 13.
I think Rivers might be 14 for you.
Oh, yeah, I have Russell Wilson.
Yep. Okay, the San Diego running backs. The Jaguars still allow the fewest yards per carry in the NFL. They have allowed 9 rushing touchdowns, though. So, look, nobody's starting Melvin Gordon at this point. Why do they have to have two Melvins on their team? You know, and one of them has the last name of another popular running back. It just always confuses me, Jamie. But anyway, Danny Woodhead. What do you think about Woodhead?
I think Woodhead is
a puzzle. He
low end starter for you in standard leagues, and a must start guy in PPR.
I think he's
gonna bounce
frustrating.
Back. He hasn't had really like bad games like this consecutively in a while. So
starter sits Steve Johnson. How about this, Woodhead or Johnson? Who's a better flex?
I think Johnson. Probably both, standard and PPR. I was going to say maybe Woodhead PPR, but Johnson will get you 6 or 7 catches.
Johnson or A.J. Green?
I'd go Johnson PPR, Green standard.
Antonio Gates, you have him 6th. Dave has him 15th. Jacksonville has allowed 10 fantasy points to 2 straight tight ends, Gilmore and Delanie Walker. So you think Gates bounces back?
This is why I think Rivers has a chance, this matchup. I'm surprised Dave is so low on him.
I really insist that Gates and Jeremy Hill for the two Seahawks running backs is not a bad trade at all in a PPR league. In a 14-team league, you cannot find tight ends. And the thing is, I thought I was trading for Marshawn Lynch. If I had known Lynch was out for the year, I would have been more excited about Rawls by himself than Lynch with Rawls. You know what I mean?
It's a bad trade.
I don't think it is. Jacksonville's DST is 11th.
I think you're overvaluing Gates.
I think it's easy to say that now. But well, I think before that trade was made... But when that trade was made before last week, I don't think I was overvaluing Gates.
I mean, the dude's coming off a sprained MCL.
But he's still been putting up numbers until...
Well, no.
Well, he had that one call back.
Doesn't count.
All right. Jacksonville 11th for Jamie and 13th for Dave, their DST. The Dolphins are at the Jets. Second game they've played this year. Last time they played, a coach got fired.
Well.
What?
Well.
Oh, is that your Philbin impression? Ryan Fitzpatrick, 20th and 19th for Jamie and Dave, respectively. 15 fantasy points in the first meeting. All right, Chris Ivory. Been bad lately, but the matchup's just too good. You got to start him.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie's got him in his top 5 in both formats. Wow. All right. Miami's so bad against running backs. Both Jets wide receivers good to go?
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Cumberland?
No.
All right, Dolphins are pretty bad against tight ends. Ryan Tannehill, not ranked for Jamie, 22nd for Dave. So it looks like we're thinking a lot of running and maybe low scoring. Lamar Miller is interesting. The Jets allow the 4th fewest fantasy points to running backs, 2nd fewest rushing yards per game, only 2 rushing touchdowns. But they've been a little vulnerable in their last 4 games. 2 100-yard rushers, 3 receiving touchdowns to running backs, which would be Miller's game over Ajayi. And 2 guys average 4.6 yards per carry, or 3 guys, 4.6 yards per carry or more. So are you seeing a different Jets run defense here? Does that make you confident in Lamar Miller?
I think he's worth trusting. You know, I know last week was bad. They got away from him. But it's not like Ajayi did much anyway. You know, so, yeah, I think they're going to have to lean on Lamar Miller a little bit. So I'm okay with him. But he's just a number two guy. He's not a standout number one.
How about a flex? Lamar Miller or Vincent Jackson?
I would go with Vincent Jackson.
Lamar Miller or Sammy Watkins, PPR?
Miller.
Okay, the Dolphins wide receivers. Is Landry at this point the only one you even consider starting?
And he missed practice on Wednesday, so keep an eye on that.
Revis, by the way, I think I mentioned it earlier, probably not going to play.
Yeah, but I don't know if that matters here, because Landry would avoid Revis. And Rashard Matthews
did cover Landry, I think, quite a bit in the first game. I don't remember exactly, but he was definitely on Landry for a bit.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that.
But okay, forget it.
I mean, Landry is who he is. He's a number three receiver in standard, number two receiver in PPR.
Jets DST is number eight for Jamie, number four for Dave, and you can sit the Dolphins DST, even with the turnover-prone Ryan Fitzpatrick. I'll tell you what, though, the Jets are really bad right now. Like, wouldn't shock me to see the Dolphins win this game. They got a quarterback controversy brewing if there's one more bad performance. So that's not really fantasy relevant, I guess.
No, of course it is. I mean, if you've been relying on Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
You know, the biggest thing right now is just he keeps those two receivers going.
You know, I've been talking for a few weeks about how worried isn't exactly the right word, but I have lower expectations for Decker and Hearns on a week-to-week basis because they're just
touchdown dependent.
Yeah, they're to a degree touchdown dependent, and neither of them scored last week. And
Decker still played well. He got you 8 fantasy points.
He did. Yeah, which is encouraging. But they never have like huge receiving totals. Well, maybe Hearns has had a couple. Decker, no. All right, I'm going to stop rambling. Oakland at Tennessee. How many games do we have left here? We have three left. Oakland at Tennessee. Back-to-back road games for Oakland at Detroit, at Tennessee. They have traveled a lot this year. Derek Carr. How do you feel about Carr?
I think he's a top 12 guy. I mean, Titans played well last week against Bortles, if you want to call it that. I don't know if it was them playing well or Bortles playing poorly. But, look, Carr's been pretty consistent prior to last week. You know, the numbers have been pretty good for him. Last week was first game under 20 fantasy points since their bye week.
Tennessee allows the third fewest passing yards per game in the NFL, but the fifth most passing yards per attempt. So we just need you to throw the ball, Derek Carr. Latavius Murray is annoying. All right, how would you compare him to Danny Woodhead?
Standard, I would start Murray. PPR, I would start Woodhead.
Tennessee's run defense is looking a lot better lately. I'll give you the last five running backs. Freeman, 12 fantasy points on 25 carries. Blue, 6 fantasy points. Mark Ingram, 9 fantasy points on 22 carries. Jonathan Stewart, the only one who scored, 15 fantasy points on 22 carries.
He got hurt in that game, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Ingram? Stewart? No, I don't think he did.
That was the game he came in and came out? Or was that?
That was last week against the Redskins.
That was the Redskins game. Yeah. Two games ago.
Right, two weeks ago, one game ago. Yeldon, 7 fantasy points, and only one rushing touchdown in 5 weeks, and receiving running backs do nothing against this team. No receiving touchdowns all season. So I don't know that you can feel great about Murray, right?
No, but volume obviously helps him.
Does he get the volume?
So he had been.
All right. All right, Latavius, turn it around. Both Oakland receivers you're starting? I know you like Cooper. How much do you like Crabtree?
Number two. I mean, you still got to bank on him getting his share of targets, which has been better more times than not.
AJ Green or Crabtree?
Crabtree.
Martavis Bryant or Crabtree?
Bryant.
Tampa Bay. Oh, wait. I forgot about the Titans. Anybody other than Delanie Walker here?
Kendall Wright. He could be a good number three receiver, better in PPR than standard.
And Antonio Andrews. How about Andrews or Latavius Murray?
Murray.
Okay.
I think I have that decision in one league, and I'm going to stick with Murray.
Tampa Bay is at Indianapolis. Which quarterback do you like better here? This is a really good matchup for Hasselbeck, if maybe in a FanDuel tournament or something. But which quarterback do you like better, Tampa Bay, Jameis Winston, or Hasselbeck?
Jameis. His best games have come on the road. 4 of 5 over 20 fantasy points on the road. The Colts have now allowed, I believe, 6 of the last 8 to get 20 or more fantasy points. Ryan did it last week. So there's some trends here that I think you could buy into with Winston. And it'll be great if he gets Safarian Jenkins back. That'll just be another weapon for him to use. But I think you'll see Mike Evans still get his production. Vincent Jackson last week number two receivers have done a nice job against the Colts, because typically Vontae Davis, you know, they shy away from him because the number two guys have been pretty porous. So I'm okay with Winston here. And Hasselbeck, like you said, he has two touchdowns each of his last two starts.
Right.
But, you know, the turnovers have been a problem for him.
Are Evans and Vincent Jackson better than every Colts wide receiver?
I would say so.
What do you do with T.Y. Hilton?
I think you start him. You know, Heath made a good point about it on our video show. Say, excuse me, that Tampa Bay's defense is a defense that Matt Hasselbeck has probably seen a million times in his career. And so,
hasn't he seen every defense a million
times? That's the thing, is that, you know, you see the cover two defense a lot in the NFL, and he's certainly faced it, I'm sure, plenty of times. So I think you'll see Hilton's targets come up. You know, he's usually better at home than he is on the road. And number one receivers, at least for the majority of the season, have done a nice job against Tampa Bay.
T.Y. Hilton or Antonio Andrews?
I'd probably go Hilton there.
T.Y. Hilton or, I'm trying to pick a non-Thursday guy, D'Angelo Williams.
D'Angelo Williams.
T.Y. Hilton or Willie Snead?
Hilton.
Okay. What do you do if Austin Seferian Jenkins plays?
I think he could be a good play. You know, we've seen guys that come off of long layoffs, they struggle a little bit, so take that into consideration. But he has been practicing, so hopefully that leads to him, you know, playing well. But, I mean, look, he's got a decent matchup. I mean, the Colts have struggled with tight ends. You know, that's why we were talking about maybe Jacob Tammy if Leonard Hankerson was going to miss last week.
Right. Do you think Doug Martin gets a nice workload this week?
I made my public apology to him on our video show today.
All right, yeah, you're starting Doug Martin. All right, what do you think about the Colts running backs, Jamie?
I think you're starting none of them this week. Tampa Bay's been good against the run.
All right, if it's Gore is out,
then Bradshaw's value improves.
Like, if Gore is out, I think I'd go Bradshaw over Antonio Andrews.
I would too.
I think I would go Bradshaw over Latavius Murray.
Can make an argument for it. I don't know if I'd feel that same way, but
I'm a very disenchanted Latavius Murray owner.
Understandably,
he doesn't score.
He did last week.
Yeah, he did. But the first two carries, went to Marcel Reese. Two goal line carries for Reese, didn't get in, and then finally Murray came in.
Yes, you'd think that they would realize the error of their ways.
I never know what these stupid coaches are thinking. Now, a lot of times they go goal line, like a guy comes off the field because he's tired, or they stay in the same formation and the running back stays in the game. That might have been the case, actually, with Reese there. I'm not sure.
Could have been.
I don't remember. But enough about Latavius Murray.
Could easily have been the case.
And who else from this game? We talked Hilton, running back. Oh, Fleener?
No.
Okay.
No. Tampa Bay has actually done a nice job against tight ends, surprisingly so.
St. Louis at Cincinnati. Todd Gurley. All right, is this a good enough game for him to go in daily leagues, excuse me?
I have him ranked second. It's just kind of by volume. You know, the way I kind of look at the running back rankings is I would not be surprised if Thomas Rawls, if Spencer Ware, if Chris Ivory, all these guys have better games than
Gurley.
Gurley. But who's benching Todd Gurley at this point?
It's, you know, he's had like 3.3 yards per carry in his last three games.
But you know the volume's there.
Yeah. But they lost another offensive lineman. But yes, you're not saying, it's really, the question with Gurley every week is, do you pony up for him on FanDuel?
I would say no.
No? Okay. For the Bengals, we've talked a lot about Dalton, so he's borderline top 12. Keep in mind, St. Louis, second fewest fantasy points to quarterbacks. Cutler is the only one to score more than 18, and that was kind of a fluky game, a lot of poor tackling. Carson Palmer, Aaron Rodgers, Joe Flacco, they did not score more than 18 fantasy points against St. Louis. Cincinnati running backs, we kind of mentioned these guys. You like Gio better, obviously. And A.J. Green, 24th in standard for Jamie, 26th in PPR. Dave has him 19th in both. Marvin Jones, what do you think about him?
Don't like him. I mean, he's just too boom or bust. Like, A.J. Green you could deal with because of where your investment is in him.
Mm-hmm.
Marvin Jones, I don't think the same investments there.
Updating the poll, A.J. Green 53%, Martavis Bryant 47%.
That's what it was when you first said it.
Yeah, but now it's 555 votes. So at least there's consistency.
Mm-hmm.
And Tyler Eifert, number two for Jamie, number three for Dave in standard, number two for Jamie, number four for Dave in PPR. The last two tight ends to face the Rams have destroyed them. Zach Miller and Crockett Gilmore, both over 100 yards. Miller had those two touchdowns. Of course, a little fluky. We're not starting any Rams other than Gurley, right?
Nope. Tavon Austin outdoors is bad.
I've had the hiccups for like a solid 3 hours now. It's a little weird. All right, so our email address is fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. Jamie, what are your Thanksgiving plans?
Going to my in-laws, watching football. Should be fun. Yours?
Well, I'm going to my parents, and I'm going to play football in the morning, early afternoon, and then I'm going to watch football, and then I think I might go see Creed. I'm really kind of pumped about that now.
Cool.
Because it looks like it's going to be good. I'm killing time so I can sort through some emails. It's from Tony, Romo or Ryan?
Ryan.
Okay, this is from Tim in upstate New York. I propose four different trades in my league this week in an effort to firm up my team for the playoffs. I'm guaranteed a spot. I try to trade the desperate owners still in the hunt. One offer was Buck Allen and Tevin Coleman for Devontae Freeman. I was prepared to counter, but he accepted. So he gave up Buck Allen and Tevin Coleman for Devontae Freeman. He's 3-8. Most teams are 5-6. It's a 10-team league with six that make the playoffs. Would you veto this trade if it happened in your league? Should the commish overturn it? Again, he gave up Buck Allen and Tevin Coleman. He got Devontae Freeman.
No, because you don't know what
the
status is of Devontae Freeman right now. What if Freeman misses 3 weeks?
Yeah, totally. I mean, this guy's got to win right now. He gets Buck Allen and Tevin Coleman? Absolutely. That's a good trade for him. Mm-hmm. You don't want to give up Freeman. But Bryce in Columbia, give me a flex. Watkins, Ivory, Decker.
Ivory.
This is from Novell. He says, Dear Heath, okay, I need a tight end in PPR. Watson, Witten, Rudolph, Heath, Donnell, Brent Celek. Watson, Witten, Rudolph, Heath Miller, Donnell, or Brent Celek?
In PPR?
Yeah.
Witten.
Okay, how about Roethlisberger, Rivers, or Carr this week?
Roethlisberger.
Quillen from the Mitten State.
Heh?
Where's the Mitten State? Do you know?
No.
Okay. Well, he says, Dear Kevin, Nora, and Pastor Matt. Ooh, nice call.
Who's that?
That's Leftovers.
Oh, you know, I haven't watched a show yet this season. I'm very upset about it.
Neither have I. I haven't watched Leftovers. I haven't watched Homeland. I don't have any premium channels. I'm going to wait until January, get them all, and just binge watch for a month. Here's the question from Quillen. I only have room for one of these running backs. Who should I keep rest of season, Carlos Williams or James Starks? By the way, Ghostbusters is a great film.
Which one?
He just says Ghostbusters. They're both great, especially two.
So what's the question?
Carlos Williams or James Starks, who do you keep rest of season?
Oh, that's a good one. Carlos Williams.
Okay. Here's one from Nathan. Dear Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, and Beetlejuice.
Another good movie.
Yeah, but he made us say it three times.
Made you say it three times.
When was the last time you saw that movie, by the way?
It's been a while. Doesn't hold up for you?
I never saw it when I was a kid. It was a glaring omission. So I watched it, I don't know, within the last 5 years. It takes so long for Beetlejuice to show up. I stopped watching. It takes like forever.
You're not buying Alec Baldwin and Gina Davis?
They're fine, but it's like a pretty boring movie until I'm assuming it gets better when Beetlejuice shows up, but I couldn't do it.
Here, I'm going to give you a homework assignment.
All right.
For next, we won't do it on the radio Saturday night. Next Tuesday. Oh, no, Friday. 2 days.
All right.
Friday. One day, sorry. rank Michael Keaton movies.
Okay, it's clearly...
Friday. Friday.
Number one is the one where he works in the car manufacturing company and they sell all the cars.
That's a good one.
No, I'm just kidding. You know that movie, right?
Yeah.
No, number one is obviously One Good Cop. Here's the question from Beetlejuice. I need two receivers and two running backs. Ooh, ranking Michael Keaton movies.
Yeah, we'll pose that one to the... If everybody's been listening all the way through on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Send us your
top three.
Here's what you do. We will try and read as many of these emails as possible on Friday. Put in the subject line podcast Michael Keaton.
Yes, that is great. All right, top three Michael Keaton movies. Is that fair?
Top three Michael Keaton movies plus your fantasy question.
Wow. All right. Here's the question.
Because he's been in everything.
We'll end it on this. I didn't see Birdman.
Me either.
Need two receivers and two running backs and a flex from this list.
Okay.
Todd Gurley. We're starting him. So now we need one running back. Let's get the running backs first. One of these. Buck Allen, Matt Jones, Spencer Ware.
Spencer Ware.
And that obviously changes if West plays. Two receivers. Hilton, John Brown, Jeremy Maclin, Jarvis Landry, Kamar Aiken, Danny Amendola, Dante Moncrief.
Jesus. Two of those?
Yeah.
Tell me the list again.
T.Y. Hilton, John Brown, Jeremy Maclin, Jarvis Landry, Kamar Aiken, Danny Amendola, Dante Moncrief.
This is standard PPR?
Does not say.
All right. I'm going to assume it's standard. If Amendola plays, it's Hilton and Amendola. If Amendola is out, it's Hilton and...
Landry. Over John Brown, Maclin, Aiken, and Moncrief.
Yeah.
Okay. And a flex. Buck Allen, Matt Jones, and those wide receivers.
It's going to be Allen. Surprisingly enough, and you'll be happy to know this, Jordan Reed and Alfred Morris practiced in full.
Oh, that's good for Reed. Bad for the Giants.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know about that. I'd rather Alfred Morris...
slug his way
give him his 10 carries and keep the more talented Matt Jones off the field.
So this lowers the value for Matt Jones. Anybody who's thinking about potentially using him. And I actually cut Jordan Reed in a couple leagues because I needed to make a play for a tight end.
I saved the email. He's on my list. The ad drops email.
What was it, the FFT league, I think it was?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you all for listening. I hope you're having a great
email threatening me.
No, I'm just saying. I'm putting in a claim for him. Thanks for listening, everybody. I hope you're having a great Thanksgiving. We're back tomorrow. Jamie, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, buddy.
Very thankful for all of our listeners. We appreciate it. And we're hoping that we're helping you out quite a bit. Talk to you on Friday.
Bye.